The government's trial of the controversial cashless welfare debit card will be extended after they failed to make it permanent in the Senate last night. Senator Rex Patrick was a swing vote that squashed the proposal, which left the coalition making deals with the Centre Alliance to continue the trial. Reporter Ariel Sodario talked to Alan Suter, who is the former mayor of Ceduna, which is where one of the trials of the cashless debit cards is taking place. He said the cards was introduced to reduce addiction problems in the area.
The card, by the way, didn't apply just to Aboriginal people. It applied to all people. Council thought it was essential to get their support, and they supported it for the same reason as did we, in that there were some issues relating to people addicted to alcohol, drugs or gambling. It was doing immense harm within our community, and the card we saw as a means of restricting the amount of alcohol and drugs that people could buy using welfare benefits simply by restricting the amount of cash that was available for those purposes.
However, Kristen O'Connell from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union says the union sees the card a lot differently.
The cashless debit card is absolutely racist. It's a continuation of colonial violence. It's been inflicted upon communities that are majority Indigenous, and they're being used as a petri dish for the government's experiment in this program that breaches human rights. It's completely unacceptable that the government feels they can do this. And on top of that, we know that these cards don't work. The government is claiming that there are problems in these communities that can only be solved by taking away people's ability to manage their money. We know that people on income support are just living in dire poverty already, and these are the people best equipped to budget in all of society. We absolutely know that MPs would not be able to budget to manage their money in the way that poor people have to. This is all the grounds on which we reject it.
The former Ceduna mayor feels that the card has been a benefit to his community.
Ultimately, the program was an outstanding success. We had a dramatic decrease in the number of people doing harm to themselves through consumption of alcohol, drugs or excessive gaming. In many ways, it totally turned around the behaviours within our community.
To learn more, I spoke to someone who has been living on the cashless welfare card for more than a year.
Well, I live in the territory. I'm a 62-year-old woman who's been unemployed, a professional woman. I've worked in the area of health, welfare, wellbeing programs. I've been unemployed since September last year.
Do you mind me asking why you were unemployed?
No, it's because in the area where I work, and it generally tends to be a rural remote health, and in the Territory, a lot of work is to do with working with Aboriginal people. Because funding is reliant on government, or money is reliant on government funds, jobs are often only contract-based. So there's no ongoing jobs going.
How long have you been on the welfare, and how long have you had the cashless welfare card?
I've been on welfare since September 2019, and I went on the card September this year. I received a message via my MyGov inbox stating that as from, you know, a week from whenever I got that message, that I would be income managed, and if I didn't like it, to contact a particular number. And then if I didn't agree, I would be cut totally from receiving Job Seeker.
And did you reach out to that number, and were you successful in what you were trying to achieve?
I certainly did try, and I did ring that number and tried all sorts to get information as to why was I being income managed. I didn't need to be income managed, even though I was struggling to get by on JobSeeker. I certainly didn't need any help to help me manage my money, which I'd been doing all my life and had been doing during JobSeeker. I was still able to do my online bill payments, move money around as any person who's earning money, and as I used to do when I was earning money. I asked them if they had the right to do this to me, and they all just gave me the spiel in the letter saying that as per Social Security Guide, you will now be income managed. And I was being passed around everywhere trying to get information how to get away with it, and I was told the same, that you simply are. That's That's the law. There's no way out of it. If, however, there are some exemptions, if you're a full-time student or a single mother or something or other, I kind of honed in on the full-time student. I said, so I could be a younger 20-year-old full-time student who's deemed more responsible to manage their affairs than you consider me to be after having worked for 40, 45 odd years. And they just said, oh, well, sorry, that's just how it is. It was quite demeaning, really.
How have things changed since going on the card and having your funds managed?
Oh, it's worse. I have to go into the shop and I can only go to certain shops. Now, admittedly, sure, you know, I do my grocery shopping at one of the main grocery chains. But, you know, you want to buy a part for your car. Some shops don't have the basic card. You want to buy something online, which often is a lot cheaper, and as we do these days, can't use it for that. So there's a whole heap of limitations as to what you can use it for and where you can use it. And then with regard to the income management part, if you want to pay a bill, you can't use the cash component of the basic card. You have to kind of revert back to the income management part. On the MyGov page, it looks like you can do that yourself, but you actually can't do that. The only transfers you could make are between the cash component, basic cards, and the income management component. So if you want to have a bill paid, you still have to ring people up.
That sounds quite confusing.
It is, because then you need codes. And so I spend a total of about 2 to 3 days, because I timed it, of finally being able to pay a Telstra bill. I also wanted to pay my health insurance, and I wasn't able to do that online because they do direct debits and they won't give out account details, etc. And when I explained to them what was going on, because they're interstate, they'd never heard of it and they couldn't believe what people like myself had to put up with.